You look in the mirror in the morning, you think, oh, God, I'm not perfect, all right? I'm not happy. I'm not satisfied with the way that I look and those steps that you can take. You've got another step, and that's actually good reading material. We need to get some good knowledge into us, don't we?
Yeah, I think books are one of the best ways you can obviously educate yourself. Take half an hour each night to try and work through and gain some knowledge. And sometimes I get the question, like, if you stood at a bus stop and someone said to you, Ben, like, you've got 30 seconds, like, Ben, how can I improve my health? What can I do with my nutrition? And I say, right, get a book. And they say, what book would you recommend someone? And I say, a lot of the time, I would say, buy a book on the paleo or the primal diet. Now, the reason why I say that, it's not that it's the best diet, or, you know, the best thing for weight loss and stuff. What it really does is it starts to educate people on all the stuff in the modern world that is creating such a bad environment for health and obesity. So, you know, the paleo, the primal diet, the caveman diet, the Spartan diet, whatever you want to call it, basically says, look, we're cutting out all these man-made foods, stuff in boxes and cans and packets and that have got multiple ingredients, and we're going to start looking at whole natural foods. You know, we're not looking at calories or macronutrients or what we eat for breakfast in terms of the specificity in terms of like protein, carbohydrates and fats. We're just saying, look, at every meal I want you to try and eat healthy natural things. And then, you know, we're approaching sleep and lifestyle and stresses, and straight away I can give people really empowering knowledge to go away and buy this book, and a lot of things will change, because a book written in that kind of way, in that kind of diet framework, just approaches health at its most basic level.
When are you going to write one then?
I've already written two free ebooks. In terms of a big book, there is one in the pipeline, but it's a colossal thing to write. I'm halfway through it.
Is there a danger in that line though? Is there a danger that the information that you put, you know, once it's gone to press, that some of it becomes outdated fairly quickly?
Oh, yeah, I think it depends. If you write a book based solely on your opinion, which shouldn't change too much, because the underlying theories of health should relatively stay the same. If you write it based on research, then yes, of course, there's going to be new research coming out all the time.
It's a very kind of, you know, at a you know, the average person, when I read the paper in the morning, there'll be a story in the paper that will say, you know, this is good for you. And you can guarantee within a couple of weeks, you know, it's not a cliche to say that, oh, that story will then be turned on its head.
It totally, yeah.
That's bad for you.
Yeah, and that's why I recommend that no one reads newspapers for health advice, probably the same with a lot of the magazines, because you're right, it's contradictory.
In the paper today, fasting diets dismissed as a fad by nutritional experts who warn of the dangers of starving the body of vital nutrients. Diet craze at the moment involves fasting for 2 or 3 days a week. Nutritional and Diabetic Institute in Ireland warn of loss of vitamins and minerals. You fast, but you know, you're fit, so therefore it's a better thing to do?
Well, no, you can't say that I'm fit. That's very unfair. I'm intelligent with my nutrition. So if I went for a period of time without food, I would make sure that when I did eat, I got so much nutrition in me from whole natural foods that I would make up for any potential loss. If I starved myself most of the day and then ate a nutritionally inferior meal at night, then that becomes a very negative thought process for a diet. But I don't do that.
We're talking more with Ben in the next few moments. Gautier, somebody that I used to know.